With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
So, hello everybody, ho ho ho, happy new year and all that palaver to a brand new edition of the EvoStick NPL show. What date's this going out? The 31st, everybody, of December 2018. This is the last, then, EvoStick NPL show for the year 2018. And what a year it's been. And joining me down the other end of the phone to share the wonder that is the last NPL show of the year, we're now joined by the man of the year himself. It's James Hayes. Hello, James. How are they?
That's a bit of a push, really. How are you doing, mate?
I went with it. It's an intro. It's certainly an introduction to the show. Andrew Snaith from Yorkshire Coast Radio will be joining us later for a fixture preview for all the matches. The first matches of 2019, everybody. New Year's Day's encounters in the Premier Division. We should say this particular show is being recorded on Sunday night. We're all very tired. We've all had a lot of quorn. And have you had quorn? Do you eat quorn?
No. That's quorn. What is quorn? Other than a football team, what used to be the Ali League.
Yeah. They play in Leicestershire, I believe. Yes.
Yeah.
So everyone's had a lot of food. Everyone's had lots of debates about Brexit with their elderly relatives. We've all had a good time. So there's not many interviews on this week's show. This is just to review the results since the last time you heard from us on Christmas Eve, and to preview New Year's Day's fixtures. We will have a much more rounded, normal show coming your way on Friday, as per normal. And that's when we get the band back together and we get all the managers back on and that kind of thing. But James, let's kick things off by talking about the results from Saturday and from Boxing Day. There's been some pivotal results, I'm going to suggest, heading into 2019. First things first, Nantwich Town are still league leaders, out in front, 4 points clear. They have played four games more than the team currently sitting in second, that's Fars and Celtic. The last result, though, for Nantwich Town on Boxing Day was Stafford Rangers 1, Nantwich Town 4. And at this point, we need to mention Steve Burr, who has stood down as manager at Stafford Rangers. And obviously, we wish Steve all the best. He's a brilliant bloke to talk to. And all the best for the future, Steve Burr. He's always come on the show and he's always a great interviewee. But Stafford Rangers now managerless going into the new year period. Nantwich Town league leaders, James.
Yeah, and I think Nantwich fully deserve at this moment in time. I mean, there's a bit of a chasing back problem. It's going into the start of the new year. Nantwich look a completely different side. Nantwich went there, did the job they wanted to do, and again, leading the pack.
Absolutely. But I mentioned Fars and Celtic there. Fars and Celtic beat Whitby Town on Boxing Day by 3-1, and then followed that up on Saturday by beating Witton Albion by 3-2 away from home. It feels like, and we'll come to Warrington in a second for that perspective, but it feels like Fars and Celtic have been making a move. I know they've been making a move in a lot of competitions this season, but it really does feel like they're getting their head down now and getting on with it.
Yeah, I mean, you had a little bit of a scare for the Witton Albion game on Saturday. Looking at the fixtures, they've had a busy December compared to everybody else. They've really getting the form together now, and they've been unbeaten in the last six, excluding the FA Trophy. Four draws, we'll see them top of the table. It's more Fars this hand than it is Nantwich, but Nantwich will not be taking this line down. It's, next couple of weeks, I think Fars have got the big games, and I believe they do meet up, so that's going to be a crucial match.
Warrington Town, they're on the same number of points as Fars and Celtic, 48 points. They have played a game more, but they're also 4 points behind Nantwich Town, and they've got three games in hand over Nantwich Town. Warrington on Boxing Day beat Witton Albion, which is no mean feat, given the form Witton are in at the moment, by 2-1 at Wincham Park. And then the big game on Saturday, beating Basford United at Basford United by 3-2. That's some result that for Warrington. And like what I just said there about Farsley, it feels Warrington are kicking into gear as well at the right time of the season.
Yeah, indeed, and they're getting the form just before a crucial run for them, because they've got two of the top four in the next 6 weeks with Farsley and Scarborough both away back to back, that Bayswater United result was a massive, massive one for him. And just proof there that they've got the capability to keep pushing forward.
Let's talk about one of the big results of Boxing Day was Scarborough Athletic 1, South Shields 3. A big result, not just in the playoff race or the title race, but also the fact that South Shields won away from home. 4 unbeaten now on the road, and that includes 2 wins as well, all against East Coast opposition, because they beat Whitby Town, obviously, as well, early in the month. So South Shields, that's a big 3 points that, because they've leapfrogged over Scarborough, just sitting 4 points behind the likes of Warrington and Farsley Celtic. They're 8 points behind Nantwich Town, but they do have 3 games in hand. So we're right in saying that South Shields are title contenders heading into 2019. For Scarborough, they've dropped to 5th position. They've played a few games more than everyone else, but they are still 5 points ahead of the chasing pack when it comes to the playoffs. So it's one of those results, but it feels like a big result for South Shields.
Yeah, indeed. So, I mean, they've wrapped up 2019 unbeaten at home, excluding New Year's Day, where Scarborough beat them in what turned out to be a crucial game later on in the season in the Old North Division. But against horrendous December there for Scarborough, only 1 win out of 5 throughout the entirety of the month, and it's one that they will want to forget. South Shields, at the same time as we mentioned there, their away form was what was ruining them at the start of the season. Completely flip that around. If they can maintain that and keeps Mariners Park a fortress as it has been this season, they will be pushing towards the title, but it's more down. Similar to what I was saying about Warrington, they've got some crucial away games coming up in the next couple of weeks against some of the top 5, where they need to start proving they've got that capability to keep pushing forward.
They did pick up a win on Saturday as well, South Shields, beating Workington by 4-1. More on Workington. I should say that was at Mariners Park as well, so no real surprise there, I wouldn't have thought. But more on Workington in a second or two. So that's the top 5 currently. Baseford currently sitting in 6th position, just outside the playoffs. As I said, 5 points behind Scarborough in those playoff positions. Gainsborough, it's not been the best of weeks for Gainsborough. Gainsborough on Boxing Day were beaten by Grantham at home, at the North Home, by 3-2. A great result that for Grantham. Sees them up to 14th position in the league table, and well and truly clear now of the relegation zone. 9 points clear of that relegation zone. Good result that for Grantham. Not so good for Gainsborough. Elsewhere, and the Peak District Derby took place, and it felt like a big Peak District Derby this season in particular, given that both teams are threatening a push on the playoffs, and as a result, finished 2 apiece, James. All 4 goals coming in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, both teams have been playing well, so again, a draw was probably a reasonable result there, but again, we're out of attendance that day as well. 880 for the first one at Buxton on the 3G pitch. Matlock really seems to be pushing forward now, and they are dark horses for a playoff race at this moment in time. They're picking up points against the teams around them, and again, coming on New Year's Day when they've got to go and play Gainsborough.
Elsewhere, and there was another derby, this time a Tameside derby, and that too finished 2 apiece between Stalybridge Celtic and Hyde United. Both teams currently sitting in mid-table, and 10th Hyde United, 11th Stalybridge Celtic. Let's head then towards the bottom end of the table and some of the results which affect the relegation places, and there were some big results with regards to that bottom 4, bottom 5, bottom 6 even, let's say, over Boxing Day and over Saturday as well. First things first, let's mention Workington. Workington obviously were beaten by South Shields, but I don't think there's any disgrace in that at Mariners Park. A big result for them, though, on Boxing Day, beating Lancaster City at the Giant Axe by 2-0. Are we starting to see the gears starting to move now with Workington?
They needed that result. Considering the South Shields game, the win on Boxing Day was huge for them. They need to start getting that form going now and picking up the points, because a little bit like North Ferriby at this moment in time, they've got a real risk getting cut away if they're not careful.
Well, the gap is 6 points to Michelover Sports, but Workington have 4 games in hand. You mentioned North Ferriby there, James. North Ferriby, 12 points from safety, having played the same number of games as Michelover Sports. The result on Boxing Day for North Ferriby was North Ferriby United 1, Hensford Town 2. That felt like a big result that for Hensford, because that lifts them away from the relegation zone. I don't think they were in that much danger, to be fair, but it starts Hensford 2019 a bit more carefree. And Nicky Eden has now been announced as the new manager of Hensford Town, formerly of Nuneaton. Now he's stepping in there at Keys Park, and wish Nicky all the best. And we'll try and get Nicky on the show on Friday once he's got his feet under the desk. There was a big game taking place over the weekend between Michelover Sports and Marine. Heading into that game on Saturday, on Boxing Day, Michelover Sports were beaten by Basford United by 2-1, whilst Marine beat Bamber Bridge by 2-1 at the Tom Finney Stadium. So Marine there managed to get themselves out the relegation zone. However, on Saturday, Michelover took on Marine, and Michelover won by 1-0, seeing Michelover out the relegation places, 3 points clear once again. Marine still have that game in hand though, James.
Yeah, that Bamber Bridge result too, that's be crucial for Marine there at the same time, because again, without that, they were 6 points adrift themselves, similar situation as Workington.
One of the things we said last week for our Christmas show was basically Michelover and Marine and Workington don't want to be cut adrift from the rest of the league. And heading into 2019, let's talk about Michelover Sports. Michelover Sports sitting on 22 points. That's 1 point behind Lancaster City, 2 points behind Stafford Rangers, and might as well throw Witten in, 4 points behind Witten and 5 points behind Bamber Bridge. That doesn't seem like they've been cut adrift. So, job done for John McGrath's side.
Yeah, indeed. So, and I say, looking at the next couple of fixtures, real possibility for Michelover to be able to push away. They've got Stafford Rangers coming up too. So, again, that Marine result might be a bit of a blessing in disguise, not just for morale and getting some form, but again, just to try and get up the table as much as possible. We know what Michelover can do. And it's like, the more pressure they can put on the others now, the better opportunity, the better chance they have got staying up.
Well, that's all the results then from the last 7 days or so. And Andrew Snaith from Yorkshire Coast Radio joining us in a second to talk about those matches on New Year's Day. But James, that's your bit and done and dusted for 2018. A big thank you for all your help coming on the show week in, week out, without fail, helping us walk through the results and that kind of thing. It's been great having you on. All the best for 2019, my friend. And before you go, just a quick plug for a new thing that the league is doing. And I think that's been tweeted out on Sunday. And what am I talking about, James?
Yes, so we've now, with partnership with Chetwood Finance, we've now started the Goal of the Week competition. So since the Christmas Day one, we've actually had two winners for the first one. We've started it small at the moment, but in the new year, we'll explain a little bit more. But congratulations to Joel Cuff at Stafford Rangers and to Ben Harmison at South Shields, who both won the first 2 weeks' goal of the month.
Brilliant. Well, James, Happy New Year to you, mate. And we'll speak to you on Friday when we'll start to talk about the running, because that's where we are now. We're turning the corner and we're on our way, James. Very exciting times. Happy New Year, mate, and I'll speak to you next week. So a big thank you there to Mr. James Hayes for joining us on this New Year's special of the Evo Stick NPL show. It's only special because there's literally no interviews. Apart from this one coming up next, Mr. Andrew Snaith from Yorkshire Coast Radio joins me now. Hello, Andrew. How's things?
Hi, Ben. I'm good, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you. The last NPL show of 2018, you must be honoured. I mean, the only proper guest on the show, so welcome. Welcome.
I am. It shows how things have really fallen now, Money Jacket.
No, it's true. Well, no, what I've decided to do is, I don't want to intrude too much on the managers because they've got so much to do over this festive period. I think it's ridiculous that I would ring them up on a Sunday night for an interview when I could just speak to you instead. I think that's fair.
You must be the most considerate interviewer in the football world.
I'm doing it just for you, managers and chairman out there, just for you. So we are recording this on Sunday night, as we said earlier with James Hayes, and we've got you on for a fixture preview for New Year's Day's matches. Some big matches coming up. Shall we start off with the derby? Let's start off with the derby because that seems like a big game this weekend. Whitby Town against Scarborough Athletic. You're going to be there. What's happening with Yorkshire Coast Radio? Are you having rock, paper, scissors or coin toss to decide who commentates? Are you doing half one half and then the other half? What are you doing it?
It's even better than that, Ben. We get our own commentary each.
Wow. There we go.
Two commentaries available. Yeah, you can switch between the two if you're a neutral there, which I'm not. You can enjoy that. 1 o'clock kickoff, Whitby and Scarborough. For one, so we talk about derbies quite a bit, don't we? And obviously what I consider a derby, what you consider a derby. Mm-hmm. And for once, Whitby genuinely have a derby. It's brilliant. You know, normally it's just, you know, somebody who's on the same side of the country. But yeah, it's a big one. Whitby Scarborough's a funny one because this is the first time, this season actually is the first time that Whitby and Scarborough, a Whitby club and a Scarborough club, the top ones in the town, have been in the same division. It's never ever happened before. You know, most people are probably aware of the former Scarborough club's history, etc. And this is the highest that Whitby have been at. So it's quite historic. It's certainly the first time that they've met in a league fixture at Whitby as well. So it's quite exciting. It's all ticket for once. It'd be, certainly be a four-figure crowd. It's generating lots of interest.
And the first El Costico early in the season, that was quite a spectacle. I think you had mayors there and some kind of parade and stuff. It was a big deal in that neck of the woods.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they had to be first guys to push the boat out. They got military parade to start things off, and it was quite amazing. So yeah, we didn't expect that, but
It was armistice day. Come on. Anyway.
I didn't say who's military. we did have the borough mayor. Obviously, we shared the same council, sadly. It was a great occasion. But nearly 2,000 there. I think that is still the biggest crowd of the season. I might have to double check that one, but I think it's right up there. Great occasion, and I'm sure that will be the case on New Year's Day as well. Neither side, unfortunately, are in the greatest form. Scarborough 6 defeats out of the last 7 games. They've really stuttered down to 5th. And Whitby also struggled, just a couple of wins in our last 7 games, I believe. So, neither side going with a lot of form, it seems, Ben. So it'll probably be a bit of a cagey one, I would imagine.
And obviously, you know, I think we've been saying this of late, because Whitby have been threatening a run, but it's been a bit stop start for Whitby. You're right with regards to Scarborough's form at the moment. So are we safe in saying now, do you think, that the title race is now a 4-horse race? Am I safe in saying that heading into 2019, do you think?
Watching this league enough to know that you'd never be too safe predicting at this stage of the season. You're looking at it there. You've got Farsley, Warrington, South Shields, second, third and fourth, and a number of games in hand over Nantwich at the top, who incidentally are having an absolutely amazing season. I would still say that Scarborough, Basford, even Gainsborough are still there or thereabouts. I wouldn't exactly rule them out. You would maybe think, I mean, South Shields' home record alone is worth so much to me. You know, absolutely 100% still at this stage of the season to have 100% home record just shows how those big gates do make a difference up there in the northeast. I think they start to pull around the away form now as well. I have a little feeling that they might just do it. But I don't know who you'd say were your dark horses of the season. Plus, we'd expect Warrington, South Shields, Scarborough,
Matlock.
Yeah, that's a good shout. Yeah. But also, you know, you look at the top two. I'm not sure that many people would have had Nantwich and Farsley battling it out for the title at the top there. I don't know.
Well,
it's a funny one,
but it is a funny one. And on New Year's Day, South Shields, firstly, they'll be taking on Northerby United. Northerby United famously beats South Shields early in the season. There's going to be revenge on the minds of Picton and Fenton, I feel, at Mariners Park. Stranger things have happened, but it feels like South Shields, like you say, the home form has been exceptional.
You've got a fear for Ferriby, haven't you? I think you'd be a brave man who would go against Shields to win that match. Ferriby looking increasingly adrift at the bottom, but of course, and I'm sure we'll get onto this, Workington suffering a heavy defeat at South Shields. over the weekend as well at second bottom. They're also looking a little bit adrift at the moment.
South Shields are obviously in fourth position at the moment, just behind the front runners. I'm saying the front runners because Nantwich have got that 4-point lead up at the top, but Farsley Celtic and Warrington have got games in hand, sitting 4 points behind them. Warrington Town this weekend will be hosting Bamber Bridge, whereas Farsley Celtic will be travelling to Keys Park to take on Hensford Town. And obviously Nicky Eden's taking over Hensford Town in the lead up to this. I think this is going to be his first game in charge. So all of a sudden, a match which you would suggest would have gone the way of Farsley Celtic now has a new management bounce ingredient thrown in for good measure. But still, Farsley Celtic's form has been absolutely tremendous, hasn't it?
Yeah, they're an excellent side there. Really excellent side. I think the only separation between Nantwich and Farsley is just that Nantwich have drawn those four games in hand. Farsley just don't tend to be drawing games. They're steamrolling teams. They've got goals in those side. Nathan Cartman and lots of quality as well. I think that, you know, they've got a great chance. Yeah, they're a terrific side. Yeah, I mean, they were up there last season, but you know, you almost tend to think, oh well, they're not a huge club. They're not getting the gates that South Shields and the like are getting. But they play some great stuff, and you know, I'm sure Adam will be delighted with how his side have equipped themselves so far, and they're certainly going to be up there, you would think.
And for Warrington, I mean, you talked about Farsley's goal scoring prowess. With regards to Warrington, 13 goals conceded after 22 matches. That's an exceptional defensive record there at Cantilever Park. They're in it as well. I mean, the only difference, I mean, you talk about the four draws that Nantwich have got over Farsley Celtic. Warrington have just played a game more over Farsley. They're on the same number of points. They're involved in this as well, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was just an additional defeat that they suffered. But yeah, absolutely. You see different types of team. You know, Farsley with the forwards that can take teams apart. Warrington with that defence, you can just hit them. I remember when Warrington went to Whitby, and Whitby hit them for most of the game. Ironically, it was the game where Jimmy Beadle smashed the window behind the goal, famously, and earning himself a little bit of Sky Sports fame. But Whitby just hit Warrington for most of the game, and Warrington's defence just soaked it all up and hit us on the break and won the game. And it's differing styles but similar results, and there's always a team like that. I think probably both remember a few seasons back Chorley being a little bit like that, just winning games 1-0 and 2-1 and building it on a sound defence and a consistent lineup. And maybe that's the case for Warrington this time around.
For Witton Albion, I'm throwing Witton Albion in now. They've had two defeats this past week, and that's a slight stumble in the road on that journey that they're on there for the playoff positions. This weekend, they'll be travelling to near neighbours Nantwich Town, which sounds a bit like Northwich, so I suppose it's some form of derby. But anyway, Nantwich against Witton Albion, it's not too far away from each other. This is a crucial game now because Nantwich Town, they can't slip up, because it feels like Farsley Celtic, Warrington and South Shields have all got momentum on their side now. So Nantwich just have to keep plugging away and getting the results as they have been doing.
Yeah, absolutely. You feel it might just come down to the games between those sides at the top when they play each other that will decide it. But I guess a good rule of thumb as to why a team really should be in the league is to look at the goal difference. And Bamber Bridge, Witton Albion, both got positive goal differences, even though they're 15th and 16th. So you think that they're going to rise up a little bit. And there's always somebody, isn't there, Ben, that just comes from nowhere at the end of the season, puts a run together. It might be Witton. Of course, Witton, we mentioned Farsley went on the end of a five-goal thriller, the wrong end of one, against Farsley as well over the weekend.
Absolutely. And outside the playoffs then, at the moment anyway, we've got Basford United, who are 5 points behind the playoffs, and fifth place Scarborough Athletic. They do have a game in hand. Basford United on New Year's Day will be travelling to Grantham Town. Also on 38 points, sitting outside the playoffs, is Gainsborough Trinity. Gainsborough Trinity will be travelling to Matlock, who are also on 38 points. That game there between Matlock Town and Gainsborough, that feels like possibly game of the day outside of the North Yorkshire Coast Derby, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, absolutely. It might be a kind of, loser kind of drops down to mid-table obscurity sort of game. I mean, we're obviously too early in the season to have that for sure, but games have surprised me. They've had a couple of defeats of late and just lost a bit of momentum. They lost at Whitby, deservedly so, but it feels like they're just losing a little bit of momentum. Having seen them earlier in the season absolutely take us apart at the North Farm, they looked a really, really good side with lots of quality. You know, Ross Hanna really, really impressed me. Ironically, an ex-Matt Hook player, he really impressed me in that Cairnsford side. But, yeah, they've just lost a little bit of momentum. And, of course, they had John Stewart sent off at Whitby in farcical fashion, I have to say, Ben. He got yellow carded for dissent, throwing the ball away. He then got yellow carded right at the end for trying to throw the ball further forward than when the free kick should have been taken. Oh. So he picks it up and tried to steal a few yards. You very rarely get players pulled up for that.
Is that a booking?
He got it, yep. He tried to sneak it forward when the referee wasn't looking, and it was gentlemanly conduct, I suppose it would be, but you very rarely see it. But yeah, they're going to be missing him for a few games. At least one game, so that won't help them. But yeah, just a little bit of momentum lost by Gainsborough when I expected them to push on. We talked about South Shields arresting their away form, and they seem to be pulling that around. Beresford, no sign of that. Still 7 defeats away, only 2 wins. It might be that's going to cost them.
And there's easier places to go to than Grantham Town, to be fair, for Beresford. There's an other intriguing match. Buxton travelling to Ewan Fields take on Hyde United. That's 9th against 10th. Just 2 points separating the sides in mid-table land. It's similar to Whitby, I feel, for Hyde United. Buxton, I've got a game in hand or two. They can join the 38 points club on New Year's Day. But it feels like with the likes of Hyde United, Buxton, Stalybridge Celtic, Whitby Town, that you are the dark horses essentially in this, and you know, we're talking about the playoffs more or less kind of being sorted, headed into 2019, but there's the 3 teams we've already mentioned outside the playoffs, and then you've got yourselves, Stalybridge Celtic, Hyde United and Buxton, no mugs, and certainly very capable of putting a run together to get yourselves into that mix. This is why the NPL is always a competitive division.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'd be a too far adrift at the moment to be that side that push on, but you never know. Stalybridge and Hyde, obviously the two Thames side clubs there. They're battling it out. I imagine that'll be an interesting one between them, just to see who finishes highest. Buxton Hyde as well. You could probably argue that's a little bit of a tabby. There's not much distance between them. The A6 derby, I think it is over there, isn't it?
No chance.
Yes. How far is it? Hyde to Buxton. Come on, I'm going into Google now and I'm checking it.
Yeah, yeah. What he doesn't show you on Google
hills,
is the
number of hills.
Hang on, there's a lot of hills. And there's possibly mountains, I'm going to suggest, in the middle of those two.
I'm getting my Hyde to Buxton route planner out.
Okay.
And it's close. It out here.
It's close. It's about about half an hour. About half an hour. It's close.
I mean, I don't know how you drive your car, Ben, but it's saying about 40 minutes here. But, I mean, you know, you might boot it up these days as well. Chapel M3, you might just go straight through it. But, yeah, a 40-minute drive.
I do like it now you've got a local team nearby to play against. I do like that, because you're right what you said earlier. Your local derby was Workington a couple of seasons ago. Anyway, let's talk about the bottom end of the table. Obviously, we've talked about North Ferriby United's trip to South Shields this weekend. What about Workington? Workington are hosting the aforementioned Stalybridge Celtic. A glimmer of light from Boxing Day quickly fizzled out for Workington with that 4-1 demolition by South Shields. But I'm not going to suggest it was a false dawn, that victory over Lancaster City, because everyone's come a cropper at South Shields this season, so there's no disgrace in that.
You look at the form and you sort of scratch your head, really. I mean, just 4 victories all season. This is obviously not what they were expecting. They're, there's only 16 points, 20 games. It's a poor one for Workington. You sort of, maybe there is a bit of a glimmer of light. And I do still think, with the games in hand, that they might just extricate themselves from that bottom four. But but yeah, it's just not what was expected at Borough Park this season.
Now there's a big game taking place with regards to the relegation picture at on Merseyside this on New Year's Day, Marine against Lancaster City, and we said last week we were highlighting the fact with the likes of Micklethwaite, Marine, Workington didn't want to be cut adrift from the rest of the division, and I think some of the results over the last couple of rounds of the MPL has helped that not happen, and there's some teams still within touching distance. And Marine will want to get a result, especially at home against Lancaster City, and drag them into the mix, because at the moment the gap is just your 4 points. At the same time, Micklethwaite Sports, who are currently sitting just outside the relegation zone, they'll be hosting now managerless Stafford Rangers. Steve Burr resigning in the week. Stafford Rangers have to be careful now, don't they?
Absolutely. They're absolutely within touch and distance there. So, I'm digressing slightly as I'm just checking how close Marine is to Lancaster, but then realising that Marine isn't actually a town. But yeah.
That's funny. That is funny, Andrew.
Is, well done. That's poor, isn't it? That's poor. that doesn't paint me in a good light, does it? Only interview you've got on the show,
yeah,
as well.
Crosby. Anyway, carry on.
Whitby have a very close eye on if Marine stay up, because of course if Marine go down, we'll be the last team standing for the longest membership in the league. We've seen Frickley off, and Marine are our last contenders. But no, in all seriousness, we have a bit of a soft spot for Marine. Actually, you always get a warm welcome there. But yeah, it's Marine Lancaster. Be a tough one. Lancaster, a little bit like Workington after the season they had last year. Not many people expected them to struggle as they have. I mean, to their credit, they've pulled themselves up from the basement position they started the season in. But still, I think a little bit of a surprise that they're languishing as they are.
Well, that's all the matches for New Year's Day taking place in the league. And just before we go, Andrew Snaith from Yorkshire Coast Radio, just a quick plug then for the coverage on New Year's Day. A big game taking place, Whitby Town against Scarborough Athletic. How can people tune in?
Thanks, Ben. Yeah, if you go to yorkshirecoastradio.com/extra, we've got not one, but two commentaries. So you can have the Whitby side or the Scarborough side. Just click on the appropriate feed. But yeah, it's kind of like the red button thing certain other provider do on the television. So you can have a Whitby perspective or a Scarborough perspective on that. So we're certainly making sure that non-league football is getting the proper coverage on the Yorkshire Coast.
Absolutely. And if you can't be bothered, Bridlington aren't playing. It's fine. I was going to say, if you can't be bothered listening to either Scarborough or Whitby Town, Bridlington Town is also available on the same website. But I don't think they're playing. Well, not that they've advertised the game anyway. So
I don't think they've got a New Year's Day game. Let me. I can dig you out, Ben. I can dig you out. Let me check.
I'm checking now. I've got the internet as well. I'm looking. No, Goole. Our old friend's Goole on the 5th of January. There you go. That's the next game.
Oh, okay.
Well, Bridlington, you're welcome. The bit of coverage there.
Former NPL. Might be back soon.
Andrew Snaith, a big thank you for joining us for the last show of 2018. You have a lovely New Year's Day. All the best for 2019. And we'll speak to you in a month's time or so for another exciting, comprehensive fixture preview. Thanks for joining us, my friend.
Thanks very much, Ben. Always a pleasure, and all the best to you and yours.
And that's the end of the final EvoStick MPL show for the year 2018. A big thank you to Andrew Snaith from Yorkshire Coast Radio and James Hayes for joining us on this kind of preview show. We just wanted to get a show out there just before New Year to wish you all a lovely New Year. All the managers, all the coaches, all the volunteers, all the chairman, all the fans. A big, big Happy New Year to you all. Remember, you can keep up to date with all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League by visiting the website evostickleague.co.uk. You can also follow this show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. But I've been Ben, and wherever you're going on New Year's Day to cheer on your EvoStick Northern Premier League side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.